So in this population of adult patients getting intensive chemotherapy and not proceeding to transplant, there was a improved overall survival, essentially doubling the overall survival in patients who received oral azacitidine or CC486 maintenance, a improved survival from about 15 months to 25 months. And so that really is quite a significant advance in our AML patients and really, you know, again, is changing the kind of our paradigm for AML therapy, where in addition to induction and consolidation and consideration of transplant or not, we now have a approved therapy in maintenance. And really now we have to think a little bit more about which patients could benefit from a maintenance strategy. And then does that change in any way who should or should not get a transplant?